Alrighty. Well, hello, GWA listeners. Mostly you girls and non-binary pals out there. No offense, guys, but it's for them. It's for them. This is my first audio. It's me, Badlands Audio, or you can call me Julian. But there's going to be planes going over where I live, so bear with me. And also, my laptop is deciding to show her vocals at this moment. Little bit annoying, but it's okay. She's in the opera house. But I figured for my first audio, I didn't want to do anything too ambitious. I'm still kind of learning my way around Reddit, being a poster contributor in general. So I figured I could just answer some questions, kind of have like a free Q&A, even though nobody's asking me questions. I'll just be answering some so you guys can get to know me a little bit more sexually about who I am and what I prefer and, you know, what kind of content you'll most likely know to expect from me. So, yeah. All right, and this website has 50 dirty questions that will turn you both on and make you want sex. All right. I love that. Really on the nose. Okay. All right. I'm probably going to skip around and just answer the questions that kind of pique my interest in particular. Oh, did my laptop stop? She stopped screaming. Let's go, boys. Let's go. Okay. Once again, I'll probably answer the questions that pique my interest or apply to me in general. But yeah, so this first question is, what's the dirtiest thought you've ever had about a total stranger? Okay, this actually brings a story to my head. My first job I ever had, I worked for a pretty big, it was a retail company. And I worked in men's and kids, just the men's and kids section. And it was a Saturday morning, one of those Saturday mornings where it kind of started off pretty slow. I worked the morning shift there. And there was this girl and her mother that came in. And I was ovulating at the time. I turned into a fucking, just a degenerate. Whenever I am ovulating, I get fucking just inconsolably horny. But this mother and this daughter come in and they're, you know, kind of going through the women's section. And I already saw the daughter. I was just immediately attracted to her. She was my type in general. She just kind of had a presence to her a little bit. She walked with a lot of confidence and her hips swayed a lot. And I remember she came to men's, the men's section. And I was kind of keeping my distance away from them, not trying to, you know, impose on their shopping trip and whatnot, you know, sometimes, because retail employees can be a little bit overbearing. But I kept my distance, and there was a she bumped into me because the aisles are small. She bumped into me, and I said sorry, obviously, but it was just a little bit of a boop, it was a bump, but I inadvertently smelled her. And I didn't mean to, but I smelled her and, oh God, I got so fucking wet, dude. I was like, fuck. I even like could hear, I feel like I astral projected, like I could hear myself looking at myself being like, are you really this fucking horny right now? And then I was like, yes, bitch, like leave me alone. It was that kind of scenario, but I kept wanting it to happen, so I kind of kept engineering situations in which we'd bump into each other and I would get to smell her again. So I guess that's the dirtiest situation, not necessarily dirtiest thought. Probably the dirtiest thought was kind of like touching her in public or something, or maybe accidentally groping her or something like that. Yeah, because I definitely went through that scenario. Even if I didn't know anything about her, I kept thinking about it. But yeah, that's probably it. next question. Oh, this one kind of relates. What do you do when you get horny in public? I kind of just let it sit. I really like being horny. I like the feeling, that heat, and the having to shift constantly wherever you're sitting or if you're standing, and just feeling the desire rolling through your body. I like that. I really like it. I like, in any of my sexual partners I've had, I like the build up to sex more than I prefer sex with them. I like being in public with them and teasing them. I really like it. So when I get horny in public, I kind of sit and like bask in it a little bit. I let it roll all over me. I get consumed in the idea and my desire and my emotions. I don't hide from it. And I don't really try to do anything about it because I enjoy that feeling. So yeah. Let me see. Have I ever fantasized about fucking one of my teachers? No, but I did fantasize about fucking my high school counselor. She was a former swimsuit model at my school. And oh my goodness, she was very, very, in my particular last name, you know, lined up. So she was my counselor. Wow, she was very beautiful. Incredibly. I used to get nervous having to do my semester meetings with her, having to pick my classes because she was so just attractive and just absolutely my type. What's my favorite way to be seduced? I like eye contact. Whether it's with a sexual partner I have established or even like a stranger, feeling the desire in one's gaze is absolutely intoxicating, 100%. I cannot get enough of it. Even like when I go out sometimes, I just see girls and people, and I don't know, I feel that in the gaze. And it's just, I know when somebody's looking at me. I know when somebody wants me when they look at me. I guess my like second favorite way to be seduced is just dirty talk. Teasing me in public, maybe whispering something in my ear that I'm not expecting. That definitely gets me going as well. So, but number one is the eyes. The eyes, they tell so much. They're so open. You can read somebody when you look into their eyes, like when you really look at them. You just know. Let me think. Have I ever kissed somebody of the same sex? I've only kissed girls, actually. I'm a lesbian, so that's why I said at the beginning that a lot of my content probably won't be targeted towards men, because I'm not sexually attracted to men. I'm sexually attracted to women and non-binary people. But yeah, just feminine presenting individuals pique my interest. Women are just so, yeah. They're just so. Let me think. What kind of porn turns me on? I would say audio porn. Yeah. It's been my largest source for a couple years now. I've been listening to GWA for a few years. And it's probably my favorite I've ever found. It's the type of porn that I can genuinely get into. I don't have to fake it. Sometimes when I'm watching like porn, like in a visual sense, I have to find myself trying to mentally convince me that I'm into what I'm seeing. Even if it is two women, I just can see sometimes it's so fabricated that it bothers me. But porn that's in an audio sense, there's no need to faking what's happening. You know, it's a lot more real. The desire, it's just so palpable, even through just voice and people's voices. I never knew how much I was into somebody's voice until I started listening to audio porn, because now I see people on the street or people that I meet on my day-to-day life, and I start to think, I'm like, wow, they have a really fucking nice voice, like, damn. And it's kind of why it inspired me to start making my own, or at least start to post, because I don't know, I don't think I have a bad sounding voice, but yeah, I just It's definitely the audio porn. But if it does come from a visual sense, it's amateur. I like solo style, but I'm also into a lot of kink, BDSM, a lot of just domination in general, but like device bondage and rope play and stuff, even knife play from like amateur porn stars and everything. A lot of that piques my interest. Let's see. Do I have a go-to masturbation fantasy? I guess a couple thoughts that will always get me turned on. I'm masculine. I'm masculine presenting. I have a shaved head. I wear men's clothes, suits, ties, on my everyday life. And, you know, I get my hair cut at a barber. I have been masculine presenting for the past, you know, a lot of my life. So, my go-to masturbation fantasy is the idea of, I guess, seducing a very feminine woman. I like the idea of being an underdog in my mind and having a feminine woman not expect to be attracted to somebody who looks like me is always going to turn me on. And it's definitely something that I want to make a script that I want to do, an idea that I want to go with, because I don't know, I once again, I think of myself as an underdog. I don't find myself particularly attractive, but I just like the idea of a really feminine, you know, woman who's maybe been with other feminine women or just has a type, maybe has been with men and just isn't expecting to be attracted to somebody who presents the way I do. I really, really like that. So yeah, that's my go-to. Let's do two more questions. What's the most flattering thing someone said about your naked body? A lot of people like my back. Yeah. I'm like skinny. I'm pretty slight. I'm not short. Like, I'm not like 5 foot nothing, 4 foot 11, but I'm not on the taller side. I'm pretty average height. But I have a pretty skinny, like lean, kind of toned body. And my back is a big, I guess, interest point. Lots of people like my back. And my stomach as well. I was serious about fitness a couple years ago, and I kind of still have the remnants of the fucking 8-pack washboard abs, you know, fuckboy kind of style. So yeah, it's my back and my stomach. And last question. When's the last time you had a vivid sex dream? This is also something, this particular question, I might do two more because I want to answer another one. I might do two more. This particular question, when's the last time you had a vivid sex dream? It kind of brings up a point of interest and with content for me. I frequently have dreams where I have a penis. I have a lot of penis envy, actually. And I definitely want to make dream or audios that feature me with, you know, strap-ons and maybe some sort of magic penis, magic cock, and stuff like that. Because my last vivid sex dream was me having sex with a woman and I had a penis. And I really like, you know, blowjobs. And that's kind of why sometimes I listen to F for men, female for men audios, because I just like the penis element of it. And I imagine myself with a penis. I don't know if that's a normal thing. Maybe like somebody can let me know if that's a normal thing, if for like, I guess, masculine women like would prefer to have a, or just have interest in having a penis, only for a sexual sense though, because I'm not trans or anything. I just would like sometimes to have a dick or have a cock when I'm having sex, and I guess that's it. But definitely not in my like everyday life. I sometimes pack my underwear though. I do. I'll pack my boxers when I leave the house and stuff. Because I bind my breasts and I pack my boxers. So I suppose that's the thing. And Oh, okay. Let's do two more questions, which are both going to be like good segues. Okay. If I had to pick, would I be a dominatrix or a submissive? I would definitely be a dominatrix. But here's the thing. I am very passive in my day-to-day life. I'm charismatic and kind of, I'm witty, funny. I can draw the attention of people. But in general, I'm very lackadaisical about my lifestyle, and I'm not very commanding. However, in a sexual sense, that is all I like to do, basically. I'm not necessarily a touch-me-not, but for me to be able to be in the mindset to bottom, I have to top. So I'm definitely a top, but I'm an unsuspecting top, because if you met me, and you know how I am and how nice I am and, you know, the lifestyle I lead, I don't think you would believe me to be as dominant as I am in bed. But I am. I'm very dominant, which is something you guys all will come to learn and come to know about me, as I get very into doming somebody. And I have a very specific style, which I'm sure you guys will know and hopefully like. But yeah, I have a very distinctive style to the way that I top somebody and the way that I approach the idea of doming. Because I am a sadist as well. I like inflicting pain, but I definitely am more interested in the psychological side of doming rather than the physical realm, the physical aspect. I'm much more interested in the psychological standpoint. What can I make this person think, invoking fear and a lot of anticipation for whatever I'm going to do, is a large pleasurable piece of sex for me. And let's do last question. What's the weirdest thing that turns me on? French braids. Yeah. Or just braids in general. I like braids and like high ponytails. It exposes the neck, and the neck is extremely attractive. I like a woman with a nice neck. That sounds so weird, like I'm a fucking vampire. I'm not a vampire, I promise. Kind of wish I was, but I'm not. But high ponytails and French braids, stuff like that, all those are very, very attractive to me. So one of my friends they're attracted to specifically left-handed people, and I'm left-handed, so I don't know if she's trying to tell me something, but they're attracted to left-handed individuals only. So I guess hers is weirder than mine. Well, I guess you guys can decide. Is liking French braids and high ponytails weirder than specifically liking people who are left-handed? Why don't you let me know in the comments? But yeah, that's all the questions I'm going to answer right now. Maybe I can do some more sometime. But yeah, that's just going to be my little introduction into me, my audios, who I am as a person, how I am. If you guys want to, you know, open up some DMs, talk to me or something. You know, I'm pretty nice, like I said. But yeah, this was fun, and I'll have fun in whatever I post next. Y'all take care.